your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Again, in the last segment, we were talking about violence in the cities of the United States. You know, I noticed there's very little violence in the Midwest. People there seem to be kind of taking the violence into their own hands, as they did in a suburb of Seattle during the lockdown in Seattle, which I'm really kind of glad to see. The one thing I want to say, you know, is I have a friend who is a practicing psychiatrist with Kaiser here in the Northwest, and I was just chatting with her last Wednesday, and I asked her how her bookings were going. And she said, you know, if somebody wanted to get in for an appointment right now, they'd have almost a two-month wait. And I said, you've got to be kidding. And she said, no, we're absolutely jammed. And my question was, why? I mean, is that normal? And she said, no, it's not normal. But she said, I'm attributing that totally to the problems that were associated with COVID a while ago. And I said, you've got to be kidding. And she said, no, absolutely true. People are getting very, very frustrated in America. And as I said during the last segment, whoever is trying to beat down America and make it weaker is doing a very, very admirable job, I have to say. I'm very, very sorry that I have to say that, but they seem to be succeeding. So everything that Irish Tony and Out of the Box Jerry and Avalon and everything that people are saying is really coming true in America, and that makes me sad. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about the voting results in Arizona, specifically in Maricopa County, because it kind of goes along with what we're talking about right now.
Sure. There's a huge psychological impact of COVID, and I think it's being reflected in the demeanor of individuals and their voting patterns. And then as well, you're seeing a continuation of what happened in 2020, with the COVID lockdowns and the changes in a lot of voting laws that allowed for mail-in voting and that actually encouraged and almost inspired people to be out doing vote harvesting and manipulating people out of fear in order to achieve political ends. And there's no better case to show that than Maricopa County right now in Arizona. So, you know, we do have Katie Hobbs, who was the Secretary of State, who was responsible for the election.
You mean the woman running for governor?
the woman running for governor was responsible
amazing.
For the election.
Yeah.
And you have this absolutely disastrous problem in Maricopa County, where the voting machines, the tabulators, stopped working on election day. On election day, which typically most conservatives do not mail in their ballots. So basically, by 25 to 30% of the voting machines around the Maricopa County, in many of them in specific areas that were more conservative than others, the voting machines didn't work. People would stand in line for a long time. Basically, it was the tabulators that were supposed to count the ballots. Then they said, oh, if it doesn't work, go ahead and just put your ballot into what they call the third drawer. And then, of course, don't trust us, it'll work. And we'll count it.
What a coincidence, huh?
There is an unbelievable, you know, most polls show Carrie Lake at least 3 to 5 points ahead.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't think there was any that actually showed, Katie Hobbs, who did not campaign, who basically stayed, you know, had no support, very small turnout for most of her events, and had a lot of, you know, a lot of problems during her campaign, but somehow Democrats on election day only showed up by 17%. Republicans showed up by 70%, but somehow Katie Hobbs comes out on top with all these things happening. And of course that had a huge impact on the Senate race with Blake Masters, as well as some of the other races, smaller races around the state. Now, what's very interesting is that if you look at the ballot tallies for Republicans into the conservative areas, they were much higher. And it doesn't make sense that they would split the ticket for local congressional districts and then vote Democrat on the top of the ticket. That doesn't make much sense. So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered with what happened in Arizona. And here's the worst part about it. They were subpoenaed by the court in Maricopa County to hand over election records by 9 o'clock on Monday morning. They changed their supervisor's meeting to certify the election from, I believe it was from 9:30 to 8 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around that time. They basically moved their certification an hour before the court required subpoena to hand over election records. So they're attempting, there's some weird things that are happening there in Arizona. And I think this frustration for half the country, along with what happened in the George Floyd riots, where people were rioting and burning down cities, the lack of governance that allowed that to continue, and then the lockdowns in COVID is stressing people out. And you're having a huge impact, a mental impact on our society over these issues. And I think it comes right back to, hey, if you can't vote them out, you don't trust the system, what the heck is going on? And that's where I think we're facing a very serious future if this continues down the road without transparency, without opening the books, without actually convincing people through facts where things stand. And right now, you got the media silencing people, tech companies silencing people on questioning these vote outcomes.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question right now. I mean, you get around a lot. You know, you're very active in the party, and you travel quite a bit on behalf of the party, et cetera, et cetera. How much faith, true faith, do you think exists among American voters today based on your experience?
I think many, many people are really just disenchanted with the system, very frustrated. And I've seen it all over. I've seen it in Washington, D.C. I've seen it, you know, in certainly here in South Carolina, out in Washington State.
Yeah.
You know, in Colorado, there is a huge number of people that just don't trust the system anymore. And you know what? They don't care. They stop voting. That's very apparent in California. Conservatives, they keep their mouth shut because they're afraid to be alienated and attacked by their neighbors and friends and the press, you know, or at least just, you know, embarrassed. So, and they realize, hey, it's a waste of time. Why even bother? So they don't get out. They don't vote. And because they just don't trust it. And of course, it's being proven that it's somewhat of a facade when you can't question these elections and no one's going to step forward in power in these Democratic blue states and allow thorough investigation. And in some conservative states as well.
Yeah, in some conservative states, that's actually happening. Jimmy, we're up to about 8 minutes here. We got to take a break for the top of the hour news at 8:15. So let me just say one thing. What I would like to concentrate on in terms of our daily editorials for this coming week between now and, you know, early December, I'd like to talk about what's going on with the psychology of the average everyday American. We'll be right back. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.